91X News.
It's 10 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Trish Allison. Yesterday morning, Belleville police received a complaint of a male exposing his genitalia on South Church Street. The suspect was described as a heavy-set white male, approximately 5'8", mid to late 20s, dark complexion with a scruffy beard. He was wearing a black jacket with white stripes, blue jeans, and a black toque. The complainant said the male was walking toward her with his genitals exposed. Police are seeking the assistance of the public in identifying this male. Anyone with information is asked to call the Belleville Police. Commuters driving through Belleville today might have noticed some traffic congestion. Both west and eastbound lanes on the 401 have been reduced to single lanes for construction. Lane closures are expected to last until tomorrow afternoon, with some relief today after 3. The closure is the result of repair work being done on the overpass at Highway 37. Belleville police are reaching out for public assistance. They are searching for a man wanted on an attempted murder charge. Alef Joseph Keller is also wanted for breach of probation. Keller is described as white, 5'11", dark, partially balding hair, and brown eyes. He is wanted in relation to an attack on a 51-year-old male earlier this month. The man suffered serious life-threatening injuries and remains in hospital. Further police investigation led to the arrest of Teresa Keller, who made a court appearance yesterday afternoon. She is charged with one count of attempted murder. Police are also still looking for a second female they say was present at the time of the attack. Anyone with information regarding the investigation is asked to contact Belleville Police. Some questions are being raised about the proposal to revitalize downtown Belleville. At last night's council meeting, councilors raised a number of concerns from the business community about cutting parking in half on Campbell Street in Belleville. Mark Fleur is the city's Director of Recreation, Culture, and Community Services and spokesman for the Downtown Task Force. He says parking is always an issue.
Parking is always an issue in every community, but Belleville's expressed it in its way, and we need to look at that in conjunction with traffic, look at it in conjunction with land use, look at, as in the bigger picture, we have to look at parking as a component of the overall design of the urban area.
The revitalization of Campbell Street is part of a two-year proposal from the Downtown Task Force. 7 students from the third-year journalism online print and broadcast program at Loyalist College launched their hyper-local news sites this morning. They varied from environmental issues to sports to what is going on in Prince Edward County. Students cover stories on multiple platforms to cater to a certain audience. Dean of Media Studies Jane Harrison thinks the students have done a wonderful job.
It was a wonderful celebration of really hard work on the part of the students. It takes a lot of thought in terms of design, analysis of your audience, and bringing in all the different platforms together in one space so that it's also functional.
Students' websites all host images, text, video, and use Twitter to cover a variety of events in the area. A jury is watching a video of a young man's police interrogation at the trial of 3 family members charged with first-degree murder. The man and his parents are accused of killing his 3 sisters and another woman who were found dead in a car in Kingston Canal in 2009. He told the interrogator his mother had nothing to do with the deaths. At one point, he talks about the original story that it was an accident. Residents in an area south of Brighton may see some lights in the sky over Lake Ontario this evening. The 424 Transport Squadron from CFB Trenton will be conducting illumination flare training at the military range over the lake. The base says flares may be observed in the area, but the exercise should not cause any problems. Finance Minister Dwight Duncan will deliver the government's fall economic update next Wednesday. The government has already said the update will confirm a deficit of $16 billion for this year. Duncan has also warned growth projections will be down from earlier forecasts because of the economic slowdown. News of specific service cuts aren't expected until next year's budget. There's no firm date for the city to get Occupy Toronto protesters to leave St. James Park, but Mayor Rob Ford says it will happen soon. Scores of protesters have occupied the downtown park for a month now. Halifax, London, and Saskatoon have already evicted their Occupy protesters. The Toronto protesters say they're staying put, adding the occupation is not about simply making a point, but about bringing about real change. After 2 months, the park where Occupy Wall Street protesters first set up camp has been emptied. Zuccotti Park in New York City was power cleaned after police cleared it of protesters hours earlier. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the encampment had to go.
I've become increasingly concerned, as had the owners of the park Brookfield properties, that the occupation was coming to pose a health and fire safety hazard to the protesters and to the surrounding community.
Bloomberg says protesters will be allowed back in the park, but they will not be allowed to use tents or sleeping bags. A new report finds that much of Canada's tap water remains at risk from contamination. Colin Perkle reports.
The EcoJustice report finds that only Ontario among the provinces is worthy of an A grade for its water protection efforts. Alberta lags with a C-, while the federal government picks up an F. For the first time, the report also looks at the protection of drinking water sources. It finds that 6 of 13 provinces and territories have no protection of source water at all. Colin Perkle, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's 91X News, T1205. Matt Kerr has sports next.
It's here. For real, if you haven't gone through your winter gear, what are you waiting for? Ski Bob at College Sports has got it all. Epic ski and snowboard gear, top deck new skis and snowboards with the wickedest graphics. Get ready to hit the slopes and ride the pipes now, before the good stuff's gone.
For the best in winter sports gear, there's only one place. College Sports. And check out the ill styles from the Shack at College Sports. 23 College Street, West Belleville. Because your favorite pastime is College Sports' favorite pastime.
Good afternoon, I'm Matt Kerr with 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls are preparing to play the Peterborough Petes at the Yardman Arena tomorrow night. In Junior A, there are two games to be played. The Kingston Voyageurs go on the road to play the Peterborough Stars at 7 o'clock, while at 7:30 the Milton Icehawks play the Buffalo Junior Sabres. There is only one game to be played in Empire B tonight. The Napanee Raiders host the Picton Pirates at 7:30. Having snapped their 5-game losing streak with a weekend victory in Toronto, the Senators look to collect another win in Calgary tonight. The Flames have also been up and down, splitting their last 10 games. There are 8 other NHL games on tap, including Phoenix at Toronto. The Leafs have lost 3 of their last 4 games going into tonight's game. The New York rivalry between the Islanders and Rangers writes another chapter tonight at 7 o'clock. The Hockey Hall of Fame opened its doors to 4 new members. Joe Nuvendyk, Al Beaufort, Doug Gilmore, and Mark Howe were presented with their rings, raising the total number of players in the hall to 247. Howe had the longest way to the group. He had been eligible for more than a decade and now joins his superstar father in the shrine. Gordie Howe sat in the front row during the ceremony. NHL disciplinarian Brendan Shanahan says he judged the case for what it was when he declined to suspend Boston's Milan Lucic for his collision with Buffalo goalie Ryan Miller. The Sabres are upset he wasn't suspended and suggested it sent a message across the league that goalies won't be protected. Miller is out indefinitely after suffering a concussion on the play. The family of a 16-year-old Edmonton hockey player who died after being hit in the neck with a puck has donated the youth's organs for transplant. Kyle Fandidas was remembered yesterday by family, team members, and classmates as a friendly go-getter on and off the ice. Hockey Edmonton officials say he was blocking a shot during a game on Saturday when he was struck and later died in hospital. The boy's father, who helped manage the team, thanked the minor hockey community, relatives, and friends for their overwhelming support. The player's coach, Nathan Paperny, says blocking shots is part of hockey and no amount of equipment can protect a player completely. Hockey Canada and Hockey Alberta plan to review what happened on the ice. Former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky said in an interview that aired on NBC last night that he is innocent of the child sex abuse charges that have rocked Penn State. But the former defensive coordinator admitted he horsed around and touched kids. The 67-year-old Sandusky, once considered Joe Paterno's heir apparent in Happy Valley, is charged with sexually abusing 8 boys over a 15-year span. NBA players rejected the league's latest proposal, despite the threat of a worse offer if they didn't approve. Instead, the players' union plans to decertify and take its rights to court, and file an antitrust lawsuit against the NBA. Commissioner David Stern says the entire season is in jeopardy and calls the union's actions irresponsible. The union will be represented in a class action suit by 2 lawyers who are on the opposite sides of the NFL labor dispute. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Chris Allison with 91x weather.
Today, mainly sunny and a high of 11. Tonight, increasing cloudiness and a low of 6. Tomorrow, cloudy, 40% chance of showers in the morning, clearing late in the afternoon with a high of 9. And on Thursday, flurries or snow squalls, windy, and a high of +3. At 12:09, it's 10 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Trish Allison with Matt Kerr. News is next at 1.
This is 91X. CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.